guys got to make plays. I got to play a lot better. You know, we need a lot of guys to play a lot better and execute things in, you know, certain key situations, third down, you know, red zone. You know, we give up 17 points. The way I look at it is, you know, if we give up, you know, a few less, you know, hold a couple, you know, two touchdowns. Then we had them third and one at the goal line, and we make that stop, they kick a three, you know, and then they catch that third, 14 touchdown to Benjamin.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. That's a, 9-3 game, completely different situation. So, you know, yeah, we made progress, but, you know, we're not where we need to be. You know, we just got to keep grinding, and, you know, guys got to play better. You know, me more than anybody else, I got to play a lot better. So, you know, we just got to keep grinding.
I know some of the guys have spoken out, just frustration after four games. What do you, as a leader on this team, what do you say to guys to try to keep them, their focus there and not get too down about the situation?
Man, this is a long season, man. I've been there before. You know, we 2-5 right now. People, you know, thinking, you know, it's over. But, you know, there's a lot of teams that, you know, went on to win a lot of games, make playoff runs. And, you know, prime example, Chris Baker, I think it was 2014 with the Washington Redskins. They ended up winning the division. You know, they started out real slow. They won seven straight. You look at Kansas City, I think it was 2 years ago, I think they had a similar run. You know, and on the flip side, teams that started out, my rookie year, I started out 6-0, thought we was king of the world, finished 8-8, missed the playoffs. You know, so, you know, it's a long season, man. And, you know, we just got to, you know, get our groove and get our feet going and play complimentary football and continue to work, man. You know, I'm a severely confident person in my ability and in my teammates, and I know what we have. We just got to, you know, go out there and play our best and focus on getting this next one because, you know, winning is contagious, and once we get going, you know, we just keep trying to roll them out.
Coach, what separates those teams?
Hold on, what?
What separates those teams, the ones that are able to pull it together and go on those streaks? What separates them from the others that
crumble? It's hard to say, you know. You know, basically what I just said, you just got to get going. You know, you got to, you know, put one foot in front of the other. You know, start making plays. Your best players, you know, got to make plays. Your great players got to play, you know, you got to play even better than what they are. The average players got to play good. And, you know, the below average players got to play, you know, better than what – everybody got to play better than what their own skill set is. You know, you got to make plays. And, you know, you can't beat yourself in this league. You know, you got to finish games. And that's what this league is about, you know. And I definitely think we can do it. We just have to do it.
Coach Smith was saying inconsistency is really the biggest thing. How do you achieve that every week to be consistent every play out there?
Oh, man, it starts on the practice field, man. It starts in your film study. It starts with, you know, communicating. You know, similar to where we were last year, you know, it just wasn't clicking. You know, we started playing better football. We started making bigger plays. And, you know, when the plays come, we have to make them. You know, I look at my play last 2 weeks. I missed two big plays that I could have made in the backfield. And, I didn't make that play. And, you know, we just got to figure out a way to make those plays. We got to figure out a way to come out on the plus side of, you know, 3rd and 12 or, you know, different things like that. You just got to make the plays. And, that's what it's all about, really.
How much is communication a problem? I know last year, the second half of the season, you guys started to talk more on the field, and Coach Smith just said that could be an issue now starting to come back.
I don't want to say it's a problem, but it's definitely something we need to improve on. It's definitely something that we need to continue to strive to execute at a high level, you know, especially in crunch time situations, you know, third down, red zone, 2-minute situation. To me, those are the three most important situations that can define the team because it leads to points. It's basically a turnover. If you win third down, 2-minute is about, you know, either they score or they don't score. You know, red zone, you know, is a four-play situation. Either you can hold them to a field goal or you can get 4 more points and give them a touchdown or you can take the ball away. So those three situations are, you know, very important. And we got to start winning those way more than what we are.